BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Mexico's new president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has announced the first stage of an ambitious plan to deal with his country's escalating drug-related violence. A series of public consultations are to begin in the areas most affected by crime. Here's our Mexico correspondent, Will Grant.
The aim was to find a Mexican solution to pacify the country, said the president-elect's proposed chief of staff, Olga Sanchez. Most controversially, however, the plan may include the creation of an amnesty law, in particular for those at the lowest levels of the pyramid of illegal drug production. President-elect López Obrador won the election in Mexico last week by more than 30% over his nearest rival, as the electorate rejected the current administration over its failure to combat drug violence and corruption.
The foreign minister of Sudan says the government and rebels in South Sudan have agreed to share power. After talks in Uganda, South Sudan's president Salva Kiir will reinstate the rebel leader Riek Machar as the country's deputy leader. Marcus Erber reports.
The civil war in South Sudan began almost 5 years ago after President Salva Kiir sacked his deputy Riek Machar, accusing him of planning a coup. Now the two men have agreed that Mr. Machar will resume his position as the country's first vice president. The agreement comes after the two rivals signed a ceasefire last month. A similar power-sharing deal was agreed in 2015, but it broke down a year later and fighting resumed. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in the violence in South Sudan, and millions were forced from their homes.
The government of Haiti has been forced to cancel fuel price hikes of over 40% after violent protests broke out. The increases are part of reforms Haiti agreed with the IMF. Candice Piet reports.
Angry protesters set up burning roadblocks and attacked police stations after the price hikes were announced on Friday. The capital, Port-au-Prince, was paralysed and reports say three people died in the disturbances. Haiti is one of the world's poorest countries and the price increases were harsh, with gasoline to rise almost 40% and diesel and kerosene to increase by half. Haiti's prime minister appealed for calm in a televised address, but the leader of the country's lower house threatened to take control of the government if the prices were not reduced.
BBC News.